This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. The Phase 1 of Census 2027 began yesterday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi campaigns in poll-bound Assam, saying welfare of poor and middle class top priority for his party. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addresses a series of public meetings in Assam. Satellite-based internet services to ensure last-mile connectivity in Meghalaya, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma says. And now the news in detail. The Government of India has commenced Phase 1 of Census 2027, house listing and house census from yesterday. This is India's first ever digital data capture and self-enumeration. The census exercise was initiated with self-enumeration by President Draupadi Murmu. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also completed their self-enumeration. Self-enumeration process has commenced in 8 states and union territories, including Mizoram and Sikkim in the northeast. The house listing and housing census will begin from the 16th of April and continue till the 15th of May. For self-enumeration, respondents can log in to the portal se.census.gov.in using their mobile number. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday said that the welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Addressing at an election rally at Gogamukh in Assam, he said that the BJP has consistently focused on infrastructure, education and healthcare to achieve inclusive development. In the last 10 years of the NDA rule, Assam has witnessed significant progress, Mr. Modi said. The double-engine government has helped bring lasting peace to Assam, with many youths moving away from violence towards a more secure future. The BJP will work towards implementing a uniform civil code to safeguard tribal culture and traditions of Assam, the Prime Minister said. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra yesterday addressed a series of public meetings in key constituencies in Assam ahead of the 9th April Assembly elections in the state. Ms. Vadra criticised the BJP-led government over issues such as high inflation, alleged corruption and unemployment across the state. The Congress leader said that common citizens are struggling due to the rising cost of living. She announced 5 major guarantees focusing on welfare and security. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will arrive in Assam this afternoon on a 2-day visit to campaign for Bharatiya Janata Party and other NDA candidates. During his 2-day visit on the 28th and 29th of March, Mr. Shah had highlighted a terror-free Assam under BJP rule and held meetings in Guwahati. The door-to-door voting process for the Dharmanagar Assembly by-election in Tripura commenced yesterday and has already been successfully completed ahead of schedule. Subdivisional Magistrate and Returning Officer Debjani Chaudhary informed that a total of 185 voters, comprising of 116 elderly citizens and 69 specially abled voters, cast their votes, achieving 100% voting. The initiative was carried out in accordance with the guidelines of the Election Commission to ensure that every eligible voter can exercise their franchise. Postal ballot voting for the election duty personnel will be held on the 3rd and 4th of April at Bir Bikram Institution in Dharmanagar. Polling for the Dharmanagar by-election will be held on the 9th of April and counting of votes is scheduled for the 4th of May. In a series of intensified crackdowns against drug trafficking and illegal activities, the Mizoram police seized heroin and highly addictive methamphetamine tablets valued at around 25 crore rupees. Police arrested 7 drug peddlers, including 2 Myanmar nationals, 3 individuals from Manipur and 1 each from Assam and Mizoram. Mizoram shares a 510-kilometer-long unfenced international border with Myanmar and a 318-kilometer stretch of porous and mountainous border with Bangladesh, making the region particularly vulnerable to cross-border smuggling of drugs and other illegal activities. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday said that satellite-based internet services through Starlink will have a transformative impact on last-mile connectivity in the state, particularly in remote and underserved regions. He was speaking after witnessing the signing of a letter of intent between the Meghalaya government and Starlink India through a video conference. Mr. Sangma emphasized that connectivity remains a key challenge despite sustained efforts to expand optical fibre networks. He expressed confidence that the partnership would significantly improve access to essential services. Highlighting the state's ambitions in the technology sector, Chief Minister Sangma said that the Meghalaya government aims to develop Shillong as a hub for IT and IT-enabled services in the northeast. Given Meghalaya's hilly terrain and scattered habitations, satellite-based connectivity is seen as a practical alternative to conventional infrastructure like fibre networks and mobile towers, enabling reliable high-speed internet access across difficult geographies. Mizoram is the first state in the northeast to begin preliminary work for the Census of India 2027, with the process officially starting yesterday. Chief Minister Lal Du Homa successfully completed his self-enumeration under Phase 1 House Listing and Housing Census at his official residence. The self-enumeration was carried out through a newly introduced online portal and was facilitated by personnel from the Aizawl Municipal Corporation, the General Administration Department and the Directorate of Census Operations. The self-enumeration period in Mizoram, along with a few other states and union territories, will continue till the 15th of April. The Meghalaya Police has been conferred with the President of India's Police Colour in recognition of its exemplary service, professionalism and unwavering commitment to duty. The President's colour is one of the highest honours bestowed upon a police force, symbolising national recognition of sustained dedication, courage and integrity displayed by its personnel in the line of duty. Over the years, Meghalaya Police has played a pivotal role in maintaining peace and public order, effectively combating crime and addressing challenges related to militancy with resilience and professionalism. The force has also made notable progress in promoting gender inclusion and has earned several gallantry, meritorious and distinguished service medals. Director General of Meghalaya Police, Ida Shisha Nongrang, expressed gratitude to the government for its continued support and acknowledged the trust and cooperation of the people, which remains vital for maintaining peace and security in the state. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh discussed various security challenges in the state with Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Delhi yesterday. The Chief Minister highlighted the various peace-building measures taken up under his leadership. Mr. Shah lauded the efforts and urged the new government to further help develop the nascent bonhomie developing between the various communities in Manipur. Shri Shah also agreed in principle to Mr. Khemchan's proposal for setting up an all-women's Mahila Indian Reserve Battalion in Manipur to ensure maintenance and law and order in the state. Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Indra Hang Subha, discussed a range of important issues concerning the state with Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. He raised the long-pending issue of reservation of seats for the Limbu and Tamang scheduled tribes in the Sikkim Legislative Assembly. Mr. Subha also raised the issue of inclusion of the 12 left-out communities of Sikkim in the scheduled tribes list. Nagaland has recorded goods and services tax collections of 845 crore rupees during the financial year 2025-26. This marked a 28.4% increase over the previous financial year, achieving the highest growth rate among all states in the country, an official statement said. The total collection includes 312 crore rupees in general GST, 388 crore rupees in state GST, and 145 crore rupees in integrated GST. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.